The book was better.
And that was a much better clap.
There we go.
So, hello everyone, and welcome back to the Book Was Better podcast. I am Kaylee Clark.
I am Taylor Collette.
Before we get started, I want to apologize that I might be a little sniffly, and I'm battling some allergies, so I might sound a little wonky in the recording today, but we're here.
We're here.
We're doing it, so it's fine. This is post 30. I have allergies, but I've never had allergies before in my life. It's fine.
Welcome to the past 28 years of my life. Got allergies forever.
It's miserable. I mean, and people have them way worse than I do, but I'm just like, ugh, this is not fun.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Itchy eyes and the runny nose, and it's just not fun. But
yeah.
We shall focus on happier things, like what we'll be talking about today, which is we are starting a new series, To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
To series, All the Boys.
I think it's just what the series.
I think most people refer to it as To All the Boys.
Yeah, but when I looked on Goodreads, it's like To All the Boys I Loved Before, one. To All the Boys I Loved
Before,
number two.
But it's just such a mouthful. Like, I think most people just shorten it to All the Boys.
Okay, probably. But it's a good one. It's fun. I had only seen the movie up till now.
Same with you, right? This was my first time reading the book. I have seen the movie several times.
This is my first time reading the book. Same. The movie I thought was really cute. I think Netflix did a good job
with
it.
It's a fun, you know, cheesy one that you throw on when you want to feel good.
But I've only ever seen the first one. So I have no...
Which is crazy. I've seen all three. So I know exactly what happens movie-wise. Again, first time reading the book, haven't read the sequels yet. So don't know what happens in the books and how accurate those movies are. So I'll be really curious as we go into the next one because of stuff that happens in this one, as we'll get into.
It's different.
Mm-hmm.
Only having seen the first movie and now having only read the first book, I'm like, wait a second. What is even the second? What? Like, so we'll get into it.
Yeah.
But before we dive into it, do you have any other announcements or things that you want to talk about?
Yes. Something exciting that we did this week is we launched a Discord.
Launched?
I don't know what it's called. We started a Discord channel for people to join because it's just like, you know, fun. I don't know. We want to interact with people more. And I feel like Discord kind of allows you to have more like intimate conversations with people.
More back and forth.
And just, yeah, like being able to be more personable compared to just on Instagram. And have like specific chats for specific things. Or for our listeners who maybe don't do social media, which I get. Certainly sucks up enough of my day. This is kind of a fun alternative. We're going to be posting pretty much all the same stuff that we post on Instagram to our Discord. So like our schedule, fan faux pas, updates, stuff like that will all be posted, as well as, you know, maybe some exclusive stuff on just the Discord on a more day-to-day level. We'll be kind of going on there and chatting, sharing fun stuff. So if you are interested in joining that, we will have a link on our Instagram page, of course. But if you don't want to go to social media, we will also have it on our website, which we very rarely use anymore. But it will be there.
Well, maybe we'll work on making that better, too.
Look, the website is on the list, I promise. But yeah. For now, the Discord, that is the big announcement for this week. So definitely check that out if you're interested.
With that being said, we will dive into our book now.
Yeah, so that's all I have.
No, I can't think of anything. So To All the Boys I've Loved Before is the first book in a 3-book series by Jenny Han. The book was published in 2014, and then Netflix it's a Netflix original. So yeah. It can only be streamed on Netflix. But the movie came out on Netflix in 2018. So 4 years. That's a pretty quick turnaround.
Which we've talked about before. Much more common nowadays.
Yes. But I was surprised when I found out that this book was published in 2014. Because reading it, It reads older, right? Like it reads like technologically older. Like yes. It wasn't, you know like what I mean?
The way like, they talk about like, was gonna be video like calls and like, yeah, the way it's talked about, it seems like video calls like a new thing, which I don't know. When did video calls become a thing? Maybe I'm just mixing up my.
No, because that's just 2014. I was 2 years graduated from high school and iPhones and FaceTiming came out while I was in high school.
Yeah, you're right. That was a thing for sure.
And I mean, like Skype was still a bigger thing, but like it was a lot more by 2014. It was a lot more common.
I was in college
and it was a lot
by that
easier
point.
To communicate across countries. Like it wasn't.
And internet was like pretty big. Everyone had standard. Cell phones that like had
and
internet
GPS,
on them.
Like maps on your phone. Pretty normal, like when she talks about getting lost so easily, and I'm just like, girlfriend.
Well, but then she's like, I don't want to have to use a GPS to go to the mall.
Like, no,
I should know where it is. And I was
uses
like,
it.
I use it to go to the grocery
what?
Store.
Yeah,
like I just wanted to tell me the traffic.
Like, I don't know where I am, and I was like, Miss Girl, just pull up your phone and open Maps, and it'll tell you where you are.
Drop
like,
a pin. Just drop that pin.
It read a lot older.
Yes.
So yeah. I was surprised.
And I do
I
wonder
like,
if part of that is she wrote it earlier and it to didn't be? Get published
oh,
for a while.
Yeah. Maybe that's true too. That could be it.
Yeah.
That could be it. Yeah. Movie came out in 2018. Rough rundown. Is protagonist Laura Jean. Her older sister goes off to college in Scotland, and she is suddenly like the oldest at home, kind of stepping into that like mother role because her mother passed away when she was younger.
Yeah.
And she's never had a boyfriend before, but she's been what she considers to be in love 5 different times. And each time she's written a letter to that boy, not for them to ever have seen, but kind of just like for closure for herself. And then she puts it in a box. Well, she makes her sister mad or something. And in the book, she makes her sister mad. In the movie, I don't think she makes her
sister
mad.
Wants her to get a boyfriend.
Like, does it or something. Yeah. And her younger sister mails them. And she doesn't know for the longest time how these things got mailed. But it causes a whole bunch of ruckus in her life, especially because one of the letters was to her childhood, like one of her childhood best friends who her older sister ends up dating. So he's like off limits to her now because he was her older sister's boyfriend for 2 years.
And they only broke up because she went to college.
In Scotland. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so to avoid some awkward confrontations there, a different boy named Peter that she wrote a letter
Peter
to
K.
as well back in like the eighth grade, seventh grade.
Seventh,
one
I
of
believe.
Those grades. They start to pretend date. It's a fake dating trope.
A classic.
For her to like throw Josh, the other boy, off her scent and to make Peter's ex-girlfriend jealous. Only they catch feelings and a bunch of other drama and stuff ensues. And it's just kind of fun and lots of growth and learning happens. And yeah, that's the rundown. I'm realizing do my little cast thing before the rundown, but it's fine. There's your rundown. Your director is Susan Johnson of this movie. Okay.
You can tell it was
Susan
directed
Johnson.
By a woman. All I'm saying.
And I feel like she did a really good job. Yeah, like honestly. A screenplay was done by Sofia Alvarez. Again, just noticing some strong women, in the leading this front.
And I feel like you can tell.
Joe Wong was the composer. Yeah. I mean, like, I'll give me a minute and then I'll say my little note because I'll just finish with the casting director. Has disappeared. No, here it is. Is Tamara Lee Notcutt. So there's your lineup. Think they did a phenomenal job. Because I will just say the last book to Netflix adaptation we did was Love and Gelato. I loved the book and thought the movie was atrocious.
Yeah.
And in that case, the book was written by a woman and the movie was directed and screenplay was done by men. And they just got it all very wrong. Like, it's an assumption. It's one point of view. But it's like, yeah, in this case, I feel like the movie aligns a lot closer to the book in feeling and overall message. And I'm not surprised necessarily to find out that the director and screenplay writer and casting director in this case were all women.
Especially because the target demographic of this book and by extension this movie is very much female.
Young girls and young women and women in general. Mm-hmm. I'd agree.
Like it's
a quote unquote chick flick.
Yeah. Like it's a cheesy kind of cutesy love story that we just eat up because they're great. If it's done well and if it's, you know, captures that right feeling. And I think that it's possible to have good ones done by men. I've definitely watched some, but it's more rare.
The Princess Bride.
Yeah, though
was done by a man.
That one I wouldn't put in the same category as this one.
It's kind of chick flicky, though.
No, everyone loves the Princess
there's
Bride.
There's great romance, but there's also great adventure. Romance in it.
It's very adventurous.
Yeah, but there's adventure. But there's adventure in lots of romance things. But it's the romance was done right.
No, they're different genres. Both.
They're different genres, but the romance. I'm just focusing on the romance. Romance done by in a lot of like men written things. Like the romance either isn't there at all, or the romance is done in like a really weird or poor way, in my opinion.
Okay.
You look at really great fantasy books and the romance, there's really not romance in it. Or if there is romance in it, I don't like it. The Inheritance series, for example.
I was going to say, are you thinking of Aragorn?
Great fantasy adventure story. The romance in that series is weird and doesn't make sense.
I'm now blanking on any other fantasy series that has romance in it.
Well, let's look at Stardust that we just did. That one was weird.
Oh, yeah. That whole one. If you didn't listen to that episode, definitely go check it out. It was a wild ride.
That was the point I was trying to make. And I was trying to think of an example of a romance from a male perspective done well. And The Princess Bride is what came to mind.
All right. Fair enough.
But we digress.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was scared. I will just say I was scared going into this because I knew the last time we did a Netflix original adaptation, it was Love and Gelato, which I felt was just butchered so bad. And that book was so good. And I was pleasantly surprised this time around with how much I liked the book and how much I still like the movie.
Yeah, no, both I really enjoyed, which is crazy. Because as we'll get into, they're like the same, but also so different.
Yeah, it's bizarre how similar but different they are.
Like we kept texting throughout reading, being like,
how can they be so close, but so not? Yeah.
Like if big picture, very similar. Little picture, oh my goodness, totally different.
Yeah. No, definitely. And there's a lot that we'll talk about. There's a lot that we'll get into.
Yeah.
So I don't know who's going now. First. I'm trying to remember who went first.
Remember when you had a notebook and wrote this down? Oh, we did
flipped. I know, but we did flipped last time, which didn't really have enough differences, so we didn't do three chatted.
Ones. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Before that, we did Stardust, which you went first on, I think?
I think so. Let's just have you go first, because I feel like my number one is a good one to end on.
Good point. Okay, sounds good to me. Alrighty. Back to our 3-2-1 grievance style.
Yes, we did have to narrow it down. It was hard. We're going to have quite a few honorable mentions, but there was a lot to talk about.
Yes. Well, and then I kind of picked the three I did so that I could maybe cover multiple things in there.
They're umbrella topics.
I cheated. No. So my number three is just kind of talking about the generic timeline of both and how the movie really simplified just how many things happen. They really simplified that timeline. The movie itself in general kind of jumps to the letters being sent much quicker. There's not as much build up.
I kept waiting.
There's not as much time.
Mm-hmm. In the book, because I listened to it on audiobook, which, by the way, the audiobook for this one is actually really good. I quite enjoyed it. I think she does a good job and doesn't slaughter the male voices, which is always hit or miss with audiobooks like this.
Yeah.
But I was just listening and I kept going like, okay, when are we going to hit the letters? When are we going to hit this? When are we going to hit this? And it was just like so many chapters.
Yeah, there's a lot more just like life that happens. And that's not super surprising, right? Like books tend to have more details than the movies because they can. And so this is kind of like both a grievance and an anti-grievance for me, because some of it I'm like, yeah, that makes total sense. And some of it I'm like, no, I think we missed out on something.
Like, I think we missed out on some stuff, and some stuff I'm like, yeah, I'm fine that we kind of skimmed over that.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, and in some ways I think they just meshed it a little bit more. Like Peter and Laura Jean having kind of like those initial conversations at the diner instead of them going to the diner at a different time, right? Like they just combined. Like
the diner's
things,
still there, but. Mm-hmm.
And still important, and they still, yeah. But it's just a little different. Something that I really am sad that didn't make it into the movie, but like I can understand why they couldn't include everything. But I would have loved to seen the estate sale.
Yeah, I loved that.
And like that drive, and you know, like Laura Jean like makes them both sandwiches, and Peter's like, "You made me a sandwich?" And like she remembered he doesn't like mayonnaise, and like just these little things. It's the building blocks, right? It's like the cute
little moments that make you be like, "Oh, they're kind of cute together."
Like, yeah, and realize that you can see it without them even realizing yet. Are you pretending?
One of the first things I texted to Kaylee was, it's such a slower burn in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And as a fan slow burn, I was like, oh yeah, here we go. I can get into this.
Not mad about it. That's what I'm saying. Where it's like, so yeah, I still loved the book. I still really enjoyed the movie. I don't know. I have a lot of feelings on both about how, you know, some things are better.
I think the most conflicted I've felt in a long time.
Yeah, it was, we'll get into it when we get to honorable mentions. But yeah, the timeline is just a lot, again, because it needs to be. Like, we talk about this over and over again. You can't include every single detail from the book in the movie. We know that, but we can still be sad that certain things don't get included. So, like, the estate sale, I think, would have been really fun to see. And that, I think, the, like, cookie bonanza something, whatever they called it.
Yeah, the cookie baking bonanza.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like all of the Christmas.
Some of the buildup of the tension between Peter and Josh also was kind of missing in some of these, because you don't get all of these little events leading
up
to it.
Little scenes, yeah.
And
like half of the book happens around Christmas, and there's a lot of like putting up the tree and doing all the Christmas stuff, and that's just kind of.
Well, and there's more with Laura Jean hanging out with Peter and his friends, learning that like it's not just Peter that likes her. His friends all like her, and
or
his
her
friends
going
all
to
mentioned
dinner at his house and his mom really liking her. I like meeting his brother.
Well, that happens in the movie, too.
I guess it does.
But it's, smush things together, right?
Yeah.
Where it's and it's yeah, but it's still there, but it's. Just a little bit different, right? Like, it's just a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Not different enough that, like, I hate it, but different enough that you notice it.
In the movie, I was almost a little bit, like, not fully convinced of their relationship turning real. Like, it felt a little superficial, I feel like.
Oh, I didn't think that.
Like, I thought it was still cute and I still really liked it. But by the end,
honestly,
I wasn't
I had more issues with the book in that regard.
Really? Mm-hmm. But I can see that. I can see that too. I don't know. Again, I'm so conflicted. There's goods and bads. Because
I feel like in the movie they did better. And is this infringing on, this is, never mind. This is infringing on another one of my points. So I'm going to.
Okay. Yeah.
More to come. More to come.
I guess just.
So I'll end my number three there.
Because of the timeline changes, I feel like, yeah, we missed a lot of small detail things that Peter did. The building and that's pieces. Maybe where mm-hmm. I'm talking about specifically is I'm like, oh, I wish we could have like noticed how he, you know, didn't drive his Audi and drove the minivan so he could drive Kitty, like something simple like that.
Yeah.
That's so
whereas in the cute. In the movie, they just gave him an SUV.
Yeah. Like, which I get. Simplify.
Yeah.
But I thought it was such a cute change that, you know, mm-hmm. he didn't have to do that, but he did. And it wasn't implied so that he was drive. Going mm-hmm. to be driving Kitty. But he was like, yeah, of course.
In the movie, she says, like, you have to drive me and my sister.
Yeah.
In the book, he just kind of like does it and like makes the offer and like makes that switch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's stuff like that. Those little details that I miss.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
So my number three is good and bad. Again. So mine's about the side characters and how there are definitely differences between the side characters in the book versus the movie. Chris, her best friend, I don't like her in the book. Oh, my goodness. I do not like her in the book.
Oh, and see, I felt like she was the same in the book and the movie.
And maybe it's because the audiobook person, the way she did her voice, I was like, I want to punch her in the face.
Because she is, that's how she is in both. I and yeah, audiobook that might sway you because I'm like, yeah. She's just like a wild rebel who's there one minute and gone the next in both.
See,
like,
I think
they nailed the character pretty well.
I think she's way more likable in the movie. I think that she's a wild child, but she's not like a crazy.
But is it because you just see less of her? Because the movie, she's in the book maybe. More than she's in the movie.
That is true. That is also true. And I think, and this is something overall that I wrote down, the movie is a lot more PG than the book.
Yeah.
The book talks.
But the book still isn't explicit.
No, but it's just, that's why I said PG versus like PG-13. Like it has some more mm-hmm. swear words. Well, it has more talk of
it
sex.
It is still PG-13. It is still PG-13. It says the F word one time.
Does it?
Which doesn't make it rated R, but does make it PG-13.
When do they say yeah. the F word in the movie? I totally.
Josh said, not in the movie, in the book. The book
no,
says.
No, that's what I'm saying. The book is more PG-13 than the movie.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I'm saying, yeah, the book would be. Well, that's why I was like, it's still PG. And then I was like, no, it's not PG. It's PG-13. Because they
yeah,
say
okay,
the F word
okay,
one
yeah,
time.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But they just talk about that kind of stuff a lot more and about how, like, Chris is kind of a. Free spirit.
She just likes
in the sexual sense.
She's just free spirited. Okay. And she, which I have thoughts on because she's only a junior in high school at the time.
Yeah. I was like, oh, honey. Normally I'm fine. But then they're talking about her like losing her V card when she's a freshman. And I'm like, ah.
Which happens.
I know it happens, but I don't like to think about it.
In hindsight, right, when you're in high school, you think you're so grown up. And then as a grown up, you look back and you're like, oh, sweetie.
What are you doing? Like,
yeah.
So I think that was.
So, yeah, she's wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Chris, I there was the difference there. Jen, Peter's ex-girlfriend, you know, I feel like in the book she gives off more Regina George energy. The way that she's described, where it's kind mm-hmm. of like everyone, like she's mean, but also everyone wants to be her friends. Like you want to be liked by her,
even though she's not. All know nuts. She's mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like very mm-hmm. Regina George. And I don't think she came across that way in the movie. In the movie, she was just like a popular girl who maybe like, you know, wasn't the nicest all the time. But.
Yeah. I mean, I think. There, and I'm gonna get into it with some of mine too, that there are definitely differences in all of the characterizations, but at the same time, I feel like they were pretty close. Like it could have been so much worse. You know what I mean?
Oh, it could have been way worse, but if we're getting into, you know, yeah. faux pas, mm-hmm. I mean, grievances and stuff. That is something that I noticed that like stuck out to me as I was reading, was definitely like, the vibe here is just a little different. The vibe that you give off. And like in the movie, I feel like Jen has a more of a like resolution. Like the way that they play off the scene with her and Laura Jean. I mean, the treehouse scene is totally added. Like that whole where they go to the treehouse and they like talk about their memories. Am I thinking of the second movie right now? So am I getting them mixed
that
in my head?
That does not happen in the first movie. So I have no idea what you're talking about.
Never mind.
I'm like, what on earth treehouse scene? They talk about the treehouse in the book. And about how when they were in like seventh grade and she was still friends with Jen and like an Alicia or an Amelia or something.
Whoever the third friend was.
And they
was.
Would hang out in this treehouse, and sometimes Peter and a couple boys would also hang out in the treehouse.
Yes.
They talk about that in the book.
Sorry. You're right. No, you're right. I for some reason my brain reinserted from the second back into the first.
I have only seen the first and read the first at this point. I can't get them confused.
That is good. Sorry. So anyways, never mind. Scratch that from the record. And then I the other side characters, you're going to talk about the sisters, so I won't touch on them. Mm-hmm. Again, with the timeline thing, we kind of already talked about like his friends. I do wish we'd gotten a little bit more of them, like, kind of befriending Laura Jean and kind of bringing
and
her
like
in.
And, like, genuinely liking her.
Giving her nicknames and like, joking around with her and being like, I didn't see you on the slopes. Where were you? We wanted to show off for you. And, like, I thought that was really cute. So. Yeah.
I agree.
So that's my number three. It's just that the side characters were a little different. Not super different. That's why it's my number three. But it was just like, the vibe. Vibe's a little different. But I still think that Chris is way more annoying in the book. That's just me.
Okay. No, your opinion is your opinion. You can have that opinion. Okay, so my number two is just kind of the sisters' relationship across like the three song. The song sisters is what they're referred to as. In the book, because they're the song coveys, like their mother's maiden name was Song. So they all have Song as their middle name.
And then Covey their mom their was like, I'll always name, be a song girl. So they're like, well, we're all going to be so song girls. Mm-hmm.
So,
which is totally cut out of the movie. They don't talk about that at all.
Yeah. But I think a big contributing difference, I'd say, to the relationship dynamics between the sisters in the books and the sisters in the movie is they completely changed the age of Kitty. Because in the book, she is nine. She's nine.
Little.
And in the movie, she's like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
She's like in middle school in the movie. She's in elementary school in the book. And I think that this is a pretty big thing to me because it's the same in the book and in the movie that Kitty is the one that sends the letters. It's a lot more believable to me that a 9-year-old would do that out of anger and not really think through or understand like the implications.
And like she even says, she's like, as soon as I did it, I regretted doing it. I'm so sorry. Like, you have little impulse control.
But like at 12 or 13, just like doing that. It's just kind of crazy to me where I'm just like making her older makes her
more responsible.
It makes it that she should be more responsible, more smart, like more just like savvy and understanding and how the world works. So, so that's like a major difference there.
It's hard because I do love the actress who plays Kitty. I think she does a really good job.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and she does a great job. And that's just where it's like, it's still super enjoyable. And I still believe they're sisters. They still have like some banter and things in the movie. But it's just a whole heck of a lot more believable in the book to me. Being a middle sister. We've got an older sister who's a couple years older than me. And then Taylor is like 19 months younger than me. And And then we have two more siblings that we love dearly and another sister who did come along. She's the fifth child also. But for a while there, it was us three girls.
Yeah.
And then us three girls like in high school and as teenagers. And it's like the way that the argument and like the fighting and just some like just the little spiteful things you do, because it's not physical. You don't get physical. It's just like emotional abuse, basically, with sisters. That happens in the book is just like so much more believable to me of like, yes, that is how a sister would react.
I was reading as I was going through the book. I was like, this, she knows, she gets it. She gets it.
Yep. Like in the movie, and granted, this is, I'm not going to go into too much detail because I know you're going to talk about it, but just the, in the, just going on to like when Margot finds out that like Laura Jean and had like feelings for Josh at one point. In the movie, they kind of like really quickly brush over it, and Margot just like gets over it and they move on. Like, it's,
well, I feel like she really also
not
like,
that big of a deal.
Gets over it and like isn't mad at all, almost. Like, is more surprised like she's not than even, mad.
Like, Margot is still in the book, like super level headed, definitely the most responsible of them. Her mother died when she was only like 12 or 14. Yeah,
we don't need to go into the trauma that I'm sure she
and she had to basically step into a mothering role at that, right? Like, that's still the same in both the book and the movie. Like, Margot is Margot. When she makes a decision, she doesn't change her mind. She's not very emotional. She's logical, right? Blah, blah, blah. But in the book, she still like gives the silent treatment and flips her lid and like does like these spiteful little things, and like her and Laura Jean basically into like a screaming match with each other before they can like forgive one another, see where the other is coming from, and like overcome it and like be sisters again. And it's just very believable. In the book, it's like, yes, that is how that would have to happen, and it would take a couple of days, at least a week. Like, yep, totally believable. In the movie, I just felt like it was like really brushed over, and it's like, yeah, Margot's like responsible, but she's still 18, maybe 19.
Yeah.
At that point, you know, like.
Well, and she just, only Christmas, she went to Scotland
in her freshman year of college.
And she's like been feeling homesick. And so then she finally comes back and gets that sprung on her. And she's jet lagged and emotional.
Yeah. So it's a lot. But yeah, so. I still like the dynamic. I love who they cast in the movie for each of the sisters' roles. Like, I think that the casting was done really well.
Yeah.
Like, the chemistry was there, and I liked it. And there is still some bantering and bickering and teasing that happens across them, right? Like, it comes across as very family-esque, but I just thought some of those reactions and interactions were a lot more, yes, that's how sisters are. In the book.
Yeah.
That's my number two.
Okay. Speaking of the Josh stuff, let's get into the chaos that is the relationships of both of the book and the movie. So it's almost like
a little bit easier to follow in the movie. It is easier honestly, to follow in the movie. Like, so much easier.
In the book, it's okay, Laura Jean liked Josh, but then Josh dated Margot, so she stopped liking Josh. But turns out that Josh did like her before he liked Margot. And then once Margot breaks up with him, then he likes Laura Jean again, maybe? And then on the other side, you have Laura Jean, who fake dates Peter, who has feelings for Jen. But then they break up. So then he fake dates Laura Jean. But then they actually start liking each other. But Jen still likes him. And like, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a lot of feelings going back and forth and trying to keep things straight. And in the movie, obviously, all those relationships are kind of still there. But I feel like they pulled back on Josh really liking Laura Jean. And I
they definitely get rid of some of the drama surrounding him.
And I think I know that like some people don't love that it's not more of a love triangle. For me, I actually kind of enjoyed that they brought that back.
I hate love triangles, so I was very happy that they didn't do it as harsh in the movie. I was like, yeah, you can get rid of that. I don't like love triangles.
Oh, you're not going to like the next movie then.
Those were so overdone when I was in high school. Like, no! I hate it. I don't like love triangles. Come on, Twilight, The Hunger Games. I read, there's like four.
All there's the dystopian like ones main, always have love triangles.
Like all of them, and they all had a freaking love triangle with the girl having just all the boys love her. And I was like, what is this? This is not real life. Like, this is not how the world works.
Yeah, sorry. No spoilers, but.
Main character syndrome.
Next
gosh, dang it.
Book and movie are going to be interesting for you. Anyways, so they toned back the Josh stuff.
Give me a slow burn. Give me an enemies to lovers. Give me a romanticy. I will take anything. Love triangles are the lowest on the totem pole for me. I hate them.
Yeah, this one's rough too. This one's rough. I am excited to get into that one with you then.
Okay.
But because of pulling back the Josh stuff in the movie, it also does, in a way, I think, lessen the Margot drama. Like, obviously, yes, I do think that her reaction in the book is way more realistic. Like, when she finds out, she is ticked.
Well, but she feels betrayed. Josh kisses Laura Jean.
Yes.
And in the movie, they don't have that happen.
They just, like, she comes in on that conversation where Josh is yelling at Peter and stuff, and they're, like, going off and it's a bit more toned down, and so it's like, yeah, her reaction can be toned down. In the movie, she finds out, yeah, he kissed her, and at the same time, she's also finding out all this other stuff, and it's just, it's a lot. So her reaction to not talk to Laura Jean and, like, give her the cold shoulder and just all of this, I'm like, yeah, that's a totally fair reaction and very appropriate sister reaction. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, from the get-go, I didn't like all the Josh stuff because it's kind of icky, you know, because they're it's two sisters, and I was like, Josh, I don't really like you.
Yeah.
This is weird. Why are you doing this? And like,
Yeah.
I didn't love it.
I can get where he would be confused.
Uh-huh.
Especially because they've known each other for so long and whatnot. Like, I get that.
And he has a hole in his heart because Margot broke up with him. And so he's not thinking super straight. But the book, it's pushed a lot more. But he does also say.
Yeah. But he does also say, I think I remember in the book where he's like, he's not good enough for you.
Oh, he says that several times.
And I'm not saying, but then he also says like, but I'm also not. Like he says that at some point too, where he's like, I'm not saying that
no
I
one's
am
good
either,
enough for like, you.
Like not even me.
And then another point
fault.
In the book.
And like he apologizes, like he grows. They all grow. There's
another
growth.
Point in the book. He's like, you're like a little sister to me. And I'm like, don't kiss your little sister Laura Jean, like that.
Laura Jean immediately says to her,
calls
then,
him out
and,
on
and,
it.
But she immediately goes, no, I'm not. Like,
yeah,
don't you say that. You that's know gross. That's not right. Yeah.
Don't be weird. So that
don't
whole,
be weird.
That whole Josh, Margot, Laura Jean side, they kind of cleaned up. Peter, Laura Jean, Jen side, similar for sure.
But they focused on that more.
But I do think that they polished it in a way where in the book, like it really, I mean, obviously, I don't want to
talk about it.
I don't want to get too into it, but it just didn't, feel as polished. And like, it also gave me a slight icky feeling the way that it was done. Yeah. So, that's as much as I'll say, because our number ones will definitely cover a lot more detail on that. But I think, again, it's like we were saying, big picture, the relationships and the drama and stuff is pretty much all the same.
And zoom the main in. Points, like ski trip? What am I saying? Ski trip still happens. Like going together to the party and like seeing Jen there and blah, 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 like that still happens.
Oh,
like going
the other
to the
thing
diner still happens.
Off of this and one thing, and we can kind of talk about this with honorable mentions that we're going into, the Halloween debacle they cut out.
Oh, yeah.
with Laura Jean dressing up as Cho Chang, and Josh coincidentally, this is never confirmed or denied in the book, dressing up as Harry Potter. And it's like, oh, what are the odds that we match?
So it looks like a, yeah.
And Peter getting upset about that. Peter's convinced
it was on purpose.
Yeah. And so it's like stuff like that where I was like, I don't know. They don't say if Josh did it on purpose. If he did, that's weird. I don't like that.
I don't know. But main points, like the rumor, how the rumor gets out and goes about is different.
It's a little different. Little details.
Good going into, I guess, going into, yeah, like honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions, yeah.
Yeah, like I really like the movie being like, yeah, this is high school. High schoolers are going to be using social media. Like that's how they're going to be getting the word out. This is how they're going to.
It's not all word of mouth.
It's published in 2014. I got Instagram in 2011, 2010. Like Instagram was around.
Oh, Facebook was around even earlier than that.
Yeah. And no mention of. It's just weird. And it's just. It made it harder for me to believe that it was happening at that time. That's why I'm like, it had to have been older. But I like that the movie was kind of modernized those things where it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
A rumor gets started. This is how the rumor's going to get started. It's going to be something shared on social media kind of thing.
A video.
Light on like the dangers of social media and online bullying. Like,
don't believe everything you see.
Yeah. Can I just say that I hate, and this is such a petty little thing, I hate that she, a 17-year-old girl, only refers to her parents as mommy and daddy.
I'm like,
are you five? Or are you a 17-year-old grown up? Or her older sister, a 19-year-old in college, who still only calls her parents mommy and daddy. Like, no.
But I know there are people like that.
I think it's gross.
I know there are people like that.
I know. And if you are one of those people, I'm sorry. I don't mean to personally attack you, but it's an ick
for me. It's been, society has ruined it. I'm sorry. Society has ruined it.
Yes.
I also
only hear my 4-year-old saying it. So like,
yeah.
4-year-old, it's fine. Once you hit like 9, it's mom and dad. Like,
I think it depends.
It's mom and dad.
One thing that I thought was interesting in the movie is there's a lot less talk of John Ambrose, which is interesting considering he's such a big player in the next one. Then I was like,
maybe they didn't know if they were going to be making the next movie or not.
Maybe. So they wanted to like be one and done if they needed to, which I understand. If they needed to. Mm-hmm. But I did like in the book, there was more foreshadowing. It could have been one and
done, like the way they did it.
Mm-hmm. But there's more foreshadowing, which I think that plays into in the next one. Peter's feelings make a bit more sense because Laura Jean was almost planting these ideas early on, being like, oh, yeah, John Ambrose. Like, wonder whatever happened to him.
Wonder how that kid
really
turned out.
I did like him.
Wonder whatever happened to him.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Maybe I will call him, like that kind of those little dustings of him in the book.
Okay. Oh, so it's a love triangle with those guys. Okay, cool. Good to know.
Sorry, spoilers.
So
I don't know how you haven't heard of that. If you watch the ad for the second movie, that's what it's
going to come back. I knew that he was going to show up. I have not seen the trailer for the movie.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I've not read the book. I've done nothing.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Well, sorry, spoilers. The next one is love triangle between Peter and John Ambrose and Lord Jean. And it's wonderful. I have thoughts. We'll see if the book changes my mind. I have a lot of thoughts already just based on the movie.
Because that's annoying to me, but whatever. We'll see what I think. Any other honorable mentions?
Yeah, I have
I think
two
the dad
more.
Was great across both.
Dad was great.
Like, real spot on. I'm trying to think if a lot of mine will feed into my number one.
One thing that I was sad we didn't get that I thought was really cute in the book was Kitty getting the puppy. Like I felt genuine joy for her in the book when she finally got that dog.
Mm-hmm. was like, and the way the dad surprised was like, she thinks Christmas is over. And Laura Jean is like, well, maybe for your birthday. And then there's a knock on the door. Like,
and he's like, Kitty, go get the door. And it's a dog. It was Christmas magic.
It was a Christmas miracle.
It was so cute.
Another big difference is, like, again, the fallout and, like, the conversation and, like, argument between Laura Jean, Peter, and Josh with Margot overhearing still happens, but it happens, like, on their front porch, and it's very isolated, whereas in the book, it's, like, at a party.
Yeah, the whole recital party thing is interesting.
But, like, I get also, again, why the movie would be like, let's simplify.
Yeah, let's just not have all these extras. Let's not hire a bunch of extras for this party.
Mm-hmm. But it was, there was a lot more, and I know why they're mine. Like, I still liked how in the movie, there was still a lot of conversations between Laura Jean and Peter about, like, Laura Jean's mom and her kind of relationship there with missing her and grieving her death after so long. And Peter with his dad, like, I like that that was still there and those real conversations were happening. But there was definitely a lot more of this undertone in the book of living and growing up and maturing without your mother's guidance. Mm-hmm. And kind of throwing back to, like, these a lot of flashbacks and memories of, well, when her mom was still around and what her mom would do for these holidays and what her mom, right? Like, that was and a, like, lot more present. Being,
feeling the pressure to be a mom, like the way that she needs to bake the cupcakes for Kitty's bake sale, because if they don't want it to look bad that they're not involved in the PTA. They don't want Kitty to, like, be judged because she doesn't have a mom,
have a
or
different
anything.
Experience.
And, like, Thanksgiving, they're like, we still have to do the traditional Thanksgiving, and, like, Christmas, we have to do these things because that's what we did when mom was around.
And the dad, like, still trying to cook Korean food so they don't lose that connection with their Korean side. And,
And there's a lot more. I feel like the book definitely was a lot more heavy-handed on talking about race issues. And the, like,
a little bit. I mean, it wasn't a super heavy topic, but it was mentioned.
Mm-hmm. It was mentioned several times, though, throughout the whole. Mm-hmm. Like, with the Halloween thing. How she realizes she only wants to dress up as Asian characters because otherwise people just think she's someone from a manga or an anime.
Mm-hmm. Which is, stupid and racist, but you know what? It happens.
Yeah, sadly. The other honorable mention I have is Lucas, the guy that she liked who turns out to be gay. I feel like they used him more in the movie a little bit. But I wasn't mad because I quite liked him.
I liked him a lot, too. But I feel like they used him more in the movie because you realize that Laura Jean doesn't really have any true friends because Chris is not a good friend.
No, you know? She doesn't,
like,
really
Chris
have
isn't reliable.
Well, and so she even in
felt
the book,
like, they needed to give her somebody a little bit more reliable.
When she's hanging out with Peter's friends, be like, oh, is this what it would be like to, like, have a place you belong and, like, have it? I'm like, girl, get some friends.
Like, oh, honey, like, just stick it out. Like, you'll get there. But, okay, moving right along here, because this episode's getting long.
Yes.
My number one is the characterization.
Sorry, I have one more. I just looked at my list.
Okay.
The movie, you see Kitty sending the letters.
Uh-huh.
So you know
from the beginning
who it is very early on who sent the letters. In the book, they make you wait until, like, you think that it was an accident where it got donated.
It's like in the last, like, 30 pages or the last 20 pages or something. Yeah.
So I did think that was interesting how they are like, the book is very first person. You are limited to Laura Jean's knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
The movie is first person in a way because it has, like, her narration sometimes. But it's also
sometimes,
third person in that it'll show other stuff.
Things she doesn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, that's it. Now you can go.
So my number one is kind of just the characterization of Peter and Laura Jean. Not necessarily their relationship, but I guess it kind of gets affected
by it. It affects their relationship, but...
Yeah. I mean, I'll start by saying that I think it's very believable. Their behavior and characterization in the book is very like, yeah, that's a 17-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Like, yep, that's how a 16-year-old girl would handle this kind of thing. Because they're not going to be super mature. You can't read it and think you're reading like an adult book with adult, like they're children, they're minors, like they're inexperienced. Like it's.
Yeah. It was very funny reading
immature reactions. Like
I read some reviews on Goodread and I was like, some of them people were like, I don't know. Like that just seems unrealistic. And I don't think they do this. And I was like, you realize they're teenagers. Like, do you remember what you were like as teenagers?
Of course they would do this.
They would totally do
this. Because I think, I can understand why, because yeah, in a movie, you're trying to get your point across quicker. You don't have as much time to make somebody as endearing. So you have to make some concessions, right? Because I think one thing is Peter is much nicer in the movie than he is in the book.
Yeah.
I was surprised at just how like mean, not mean necessarily, but like a little callous.
He was Peter mean was almost accidentally. Book. Like he wasn't, it's like he was kind of blind like, to other
he's
people's
arrogant feelings. In the movie, but he's like super arrogant in the book, like to the point where yeah, he's like pretty callous and a little mean. And honestly, the biggest thing that irks me, and here's the thing, though, is Laura Jean is a little bit too. And the problem with Laura Jean in the movie, I feel like you get a little bit more. She doesn't want to lie, so she avoids Margot, right? She completely avoids talking to her. Like, she avoids these situations so that she doesn't have to lie. Whereas in the book, I feel like she just has no problem lying and is good at it and lies all the time.
She loves lying.
But the way I think it impacts the relationship the most is I don't love it. I mean, it is a much slower build and a slower burn. And, like, we'll talk about it in your number one point, like, the end and everything. But in... When in the movie, Laura Jean admits her feelings first. In the book, Peter does, but I don't, but it's like, it's not.
It doesn't come across genuine. Like it comes is, across like, it a little is believable fakey.
Because again, yeah. Cause like, again, I'm like teenage boy, they're teenagers. They're not going to be great with words. They're not going to be great. But on the other hand, like, I don't love the characterization where it's like, in the book, he says word for word, like, you can't ask me not to be there for Jen. Like, we have a history. Like, all
we
these
have a special
like,
kind of relationship. I'll always like her. Yeah. My thing
like,
was
all these things.
I was not convinced in the book that he was over Jen. And I thought it was mean and rude of him, but also very realistic of a teenage boy to go out with Laura Jean because I was like, your stuff with Jen is not wrapped up. Like, that is not, that's still messy. You need to deal with that.
Yeah. And I feel like the movie shows that better than the book.
Yes, I would agree with that.
The movie, but again, I'm like, I haven't read the next couple of books, so I don't know if it does get wrapped up more neatly and just gets a better resolution further along. I don't know. I'll find out when I read the next one. But as it stands with just reading the first one, I'm like, okay, like, no, he has a whole lot more owning up to do. He needs to do a whole lot more growing.
He needs to, he needs to realize because she's not being unreasonable for what she's asking.
She's not being, exactly. And it, I feel like
he needs to see that Jen is flawed, that Jen is not a nice person because he's like blind
and
to
she
it.
She is the problem. And she's the one spreading the rumors and being this mean, cruel person. Yeah, like, and in the movie, Peter can be like, yeah, she's like that. You're right. Like, yeah, she can be real mean. At least in the movie, he can like admit it and owned up to it and like moves past it and like tells her like, nope, I'm done. We don't get any of that in the book.
Yeah.
Makes it a little bit more muddied. And I don't know how I feel about that and their relationship as a whole when it comes to the end, which is a great leeway into your number one.
Oh my goodness. When I tell you, my number one is the entire end because I'm listening to the audiobook. Okay. So I don't see the, like, you know, pages going. I'm just listening. I'm making dinner. I'm not really paying attention. And then if you're on video,
this is just what I get.
I'm going to post a screenshot of that in our Discord so you can see That it's just,
it's just, this is awful. Like,
I was so mad because all of a sudden it's going and she's like, and I wrote the love letter. And then I hear the end. And I went, my husband can attest. I just stood there with my mouth open and was like,
Peter, what? It's what? Like, dear Peter, it's what? Her starting a new letter and then it ends.
Yeah. I was like,
the movie ties it up with like a nice bow.
The movie has a resolution.
And that's why I think that when they made the movie, they weren't sure they were going to get more movies. So they made it so that it could be standalone.
I don't care. I think this was a stupid book ending. Give me at least a little bit more. Peter never really apologized.
No.
Laura Jean.
That's why I'm like, what is this second book going to include? Because it better include not just Laura Jean writing a letter. I need some groveling from Peter.
Like, yeah. I'm like, this is totally changing. Like the second one. Yeah. Is really going to be interesting to see because the book, there's still a lot more of their relationship to even get back to a relationship. In the movie, they've kind of tied things up pretty nicely. He apologized. He kind of made up for it. And she, like, you know, realized her feelings cleanly and has kind of sorted things out. And they get together and it's a really cute end. And so when the second movie starts, I'm like, okay, we're going into this. They're a couple. Like, okay, let's see how this goes. John Ambrose comes back.
So I wonder if it'll be similar to this one where, yeah, you lose, like, they just kind of jump right in to Margot leaves for college and the letters get sent. So you lose, like, a good first couple of chapters. I wonder if similarly in the second movie compared to the second book, those you're going to lose a good first couple of chapters because those first couple of chapters are going to be them reconciling and actually getting together. I
don't know, I'm so curious before moving to see into how it happens.
Maybe they don't even get together.
And then it's a love triangle of they're not even dating. And so then it's like even more dramatic.
That would make more sense to me. Not make more sense to me, but I would like that more.
I would like that more.
I don't like
when someone's dating someone and then it's
where it's somebody already in a committed relationship. Yeah. Being like, I don't know. And it's just like, it's like borderline cheating. And I just don't like
you're
it,
not going to like this second one. Then.
Emotional cheating is still cheating.
This second movie, we're going to see how you feel. But I do love. Oh no,
this is not boding well.
I do love the actor who plays John Ambrose. So,
me too. I do know who plays him and yeah. I do like him.
I like him.
But I'm not excited now. Wonderful. What joy
I'm excited
for me.
To experience this with you.
Wonderful.
But I was quite unhappy with the end because there's like no repercussions for Jen. Peter doesn't apologize and doesn't really even realize what he did wrong. Laura Jean is ready to move on from him and is like writing this love letter like, all right, I'm done. Like, this is my final love letter. I'm moving on kind of thing. Like,
no, that's not how it is, though, because she says like,
not a goodbye.
This is an actual love. Yeah. So it is.
I guess that it's open with in that
way. The intention of but it's very different.
But so it just felt like different. A very jarring end. Like I said, I did not see it coming. I was not expecting it.
Well, especially because you've seen the movie first. If we hadn't have seen the movie first.
I don't think I would like this ending.
I don't think the ending. Okay, you might have still not liked it, but I don't think the ending would have been as shocking.
I think it would be because in a book like this, I'm expecting resolution.
But you know there's more. Because I know there's more books, so I'm not necessarily expecting a resolution.
What if when this book first came out and you didn't know there were more books coming? Can you imagine?
Well, I didn't read it then.
I would have been so mad.
My problem at that time. That's why I don't read books until the whole series is out. This is why, because I read them too quick and I have too many thoughts.
But here's the thing.
And I wait.
It's not it ends and then like hints at more even. It ends and it like there's no implication that there could be another book.
Yeah. When was the second one published? How quickly did it get released? What is that one called? P.S. I Still Love You?
P.S. I Still Love You.
Book. I need the book, not the movie. only published a year later in 2015. Like, the first one was released in, like, May of 2014. And this came out in May of 2015.
So, okay.
Pretty quick.
So, that at least makes it a little better. Like, they probably announced it.
Jenny Han also wrote, she also did The Summer I Turned Pretty. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I made that connection a little late. But I was like, oh, okay. Haven't read those before either. Those are on our list.
Yes, but that's a TV show. So that'll be, like, maybe we'll do it in the summer. It'll be the summer of The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yes, maybe. Well, let's get to some fan faux pas, shall we? I will start us off here. This one is from our good friend, Allie at DumbGirl01.
I'm going to start us off because then otherwise I'll just do a really short one and you'll do both of the really long ones.
Well, I was just going to have you do the next two. I was going to do this one and then have you do the other two.
Oh, okay, that works too.
Okay. But yeah, DumbGirl01, Allie, I always feel bad saying her username, but like
I know. Set her username.
I'm not calling you a dumb
Allie,
girl.
We don't think you're
it's
dumb.
Just what it is. We don't think you're dumb. First, love this series. So excited you are doing it. I do enjoy the movie a lot and the books are great. A few things to point out that they changed location. I hate when movies do this. Well, in the first movie isn't too big of a deal. It does become a big deal later on. Okay. So yeah, I wouldn't know that.
And
the
see,
reason
I don't
for
remember
the letters being
that.
Sent out. Well, she says it becomes a big deal later on. So probably like the second or third book, which again, I haven't read yet.
Yeah.
The reason for the letters being sent out in the book, Kitty does it because she wants to get back at Laura Jean for making fun of her. In the movie, it was more to help Laura Jean get a boyfriend. I'm a huge fan
Just
of the
not
fake dating
a good
trope,
enough reason.
But I, I'm a huge fan of the fake dating trope, but I didn't like that they made it that Peter was going into it wanting to get Jen back in the movie. Where in the book, he wanted to prove he moved on. I think my final one is going into this series, I thought we would have a good love triangle. Are you team Josh or team Peter? But it wasn't really like that. Sure, they tried and through a few moments that made you question it, but it was always Peter and Laura Jean. Josh was more around in the books and you got the feeling he liked Laura Jean and was jealous. In the movie, it was more of a protective nature. Hard to say if the book was better because they are both awesome. I would actually disagree slightly with the in the book he was doing it to prove that he was over Jen.
That's what he said.
I think that's what he says, but his actions
don't
say
show that
differently. And yeah. I think it is more he's using Laura Jean as a placeholder and maybe as a little bit of a way to get back at Jen. But I do think that his intentions in the book are also like, hey, maybe eventually Jen and I will get back together.
Because like, he keeps being like, Jen hasn't said anything yet. Jen needs to see this. Like, she's still at the center of it.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, why are you always fixated on Jen? And it's like, because you are, bro. Like,
yeah. And then anyway. I am glad that it's not team Josh, team Peter kind of thing. Because again, I didn't like the Josh thing. It was icky. Made me feel icky. Maybe because I have sisters.
Just
close in age.
Not a love triangle person.
And so to me, it was like thinking about like one of your boyfriends.
Well, but yeah, but that's just it, right? Because like being amongst so many sisters, right? Like we're all so close in age. I'm like, yeah, I can't even imagine like my sister's boyfriend then trying like, no, gross.
No.
Like,
no. And maybe it's different because we didn't have like, because we moved a lot. So we didn't have like childhood friends, but they weren't even, he moved in when they were like
12.
Yeah.
Still like pretty young.
Pretty young, but that's only like 5 years. We knew people for that long.
Yeah. Yeah. But still I see Laura Jean's perspective where it's like, no, you dated my sister and now this can never be like, nope.
Yep.
So okay. I'm like in Little Women.
Different time.
Different.
And they didn't actually date.
Okay.
There's a little different. It's just a crush.
True. Okay.
Next one we have is from Abigail, who said, I love the movie. Let me try again. I love the movie adaptation, but I like how the book focuses more on the family relationships. And that is a huge difference, I would say, underlying like subtext of everything. Yep. The movie is very much a romance, focused on the romance.
Romantic comedy.
Mm-hmm. The book is more of like almost a coming of age romance. Like, I feel like she talks a lot more about her relationships kind with her of family. Like
Love and Gelato.
Yes.
So Love and Gelato, I'd say, is a lot more like Bildungsroman, but it's fine.
Yeah. But it's like she definitely focuses more on the dynamics of her family, and they spend more time with her family and doing things and traditions mm-hmm. and all of that. So I can definitely agree yeah. with that. And then finally, we have one from Sierra who said, I love this movie so much. The book is pretty decent, too. I wish the movie had the car crash scene where Peter helps Lord Jean.
How did we not even talk about that?
I don't know how we didn't even talk about that. I also wish it had included the Halloween costume drama. We did talk about that. I do like the movie better for a couple of reasons. Chris is a much better friend and more iconic in the movie than in the book. I like how Peter and Lord Jean fight less in the movie. I have so much more to say, but I think these are the top things that stand out to me.
Yeah, good point. No, yeah, and the car crash, like, yeah, in the book and the movie, Lara Jean hates driving in yeah. both, which I think it's, again, a lot of the characterization things down to, like, their style and clothing was, mm-hmm. like, spot on, including that. But, yeah, in the book, like, very early on, she gets into an accident. And so it's not just that she doesn't want to drive. She can't because the car is in the shop.
Like, yeah.
So it really is take the bus or get a ride. So that's why she's like, Peter, you have to.
And I feel like there is a bit more drama between like getting a ride with Peter or going with Josh and
versus Josh. Yeah.
Like all of that. Definitely. But I did think the car crash scene and Peter stopping and sitting with her for a bit, like was a good start to their like rekindling of a relationship for sure.
Well, let's answer our age old question because this episode's a long one. So the question of the hour and of the day and of the lifetime was the book better?
I was leading that way until the end, and the end still really makes me mad, and I'm going to say no.
Gosh, dang it. Yeah, this was hard for me. I'm going to say no, too.
Yeah. I think they're close.
Does that mean the movies? Does that mean the movie's better, though?
No.
Gosh, dang it. I think I'm going to say the movie's better.
Whoa. Boo, 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 boo,
yeah.
boo, 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 boo.
Because this is a first for me. I've never said this other than Stardust. Actually, this is not a first for me because Stardust, I said the movie was better.
The past month, though, has been a real roller coaster.
Whirlwind. I have seen this movie multiple times and I enjoy it every time.
It's cute.
I will probably maybe reread this book. But like, I don't have this huge like, I'm a rereader. Like I will reread. Mm-hmm. Lots of books.
Oh, yeah.
I reread most of the books on my bookshelf. I've read more than once. If I enjoy it, if I like it, if I own it, I'm going to read it more than once.
Yep. Especially books like this that are like cute, fun yeah. romance ones.
And cute and feel good, romancy. Yeah.
And in the beginning.
So it might change if depending on how the whole series ends.
Yes.
Because if I know that the entire thing is like a happy ending or something, then maybe I'll read all of it. You know what I mean? So
in the beginning of this book, with all the stuff that was cut and her like talking about her family, I actually really liked it. And I was like, I definitely think the book's better.
Mm-hmm.
But they lost me in the last half. Like it was.
Yeah.
When the movie.
Like from the movie ski covered. Trip forward to me in the book, I was like. Oh,
I don't love how this is playing out.
Like it's close, but I don't love. And it's like where I was waiting for like the growth, right? Like,
yes.
Yeah, there's not a lot young, of character development. Where's the growth? And I feel like in the movie you get growth and in the book you don't. But that's why I'm like, but maybe you get it in the next one. So like maybe I just have to keep going. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Because like, I
still
next,
gave it a 4-star on Goodreads. Like I still thought it was.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. Well-written book, cute, fun. I enjoyed listening to it.
Well-rounded characters, just not with a whole lot of growth by the end, but they are also high schoolers, so like realistic in a lot of ways. Like,
but you need a little
bit. Take a while for them to learn. Yeah. Well, I want Peter to grovel a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
is that too much to ask
we'll
for?
We'll see. I'm probably going to start the second one tomorrow. Like,
Yeah, same.
Just need to know what happens.
I'm now, yep. I'm like, what the heck? So, and I waited. So, yeah. I didn't start the next one right away because I'm like, no, I'm going to record. Keep my thoughts straight.
Yeah, clearly you did better than me because I'm already mixing up the second movie. So,
I haven't seen it yet.
This is the problem with watching the movie before I read the book. Is it's now been like over a week since I watched the movie. And so it's a little blurry and I am remembering stuff from the second.
We'll see what I feel about the second movie also, because I won't have seen it multiple times before reading the book for the first time. I'll be watching it and reading them at the same time. So we'll see.
Yeah, we will see. I'll be very curious about that.
So next week, our mini-sode, we are going to be discussing just our thoughts on the live-action Netflix adaptation of Avatar The Last Airbender.
It's going to be a doozy.
Lots of thoughts on that. If you're interested, that'll be our mini-sode next week. And then the week after that, we will be doing P.S. I Still Love You by Jenny Han, and with the Netflix original movie for that as well. So there's our plan for the next couple of weeks. If you have thoughts and stuff, let us know on social media or go join our Discord, which is new. And we're learning that. So
if you're watching this on YouTube, the link to the Discord will be in the bio because that's a thing. if you didn't know,
you put more links there.
YouTube. This video won't be on YouTube for a hot minute. I'm a little behind on editing. I'm getting quicker, but it still takes me some time to figure it out. We're new to that. But I'm currently uploading our Percy Jackson series in video format to YouTube. So if you want to check us out over there, that would be great. And other than that, I don't think that's anything else.
So that's it. We'll talk to you guys next week. Hope that you have a great week.
And don't forget to read.